Hello, brethren, once again, this is Pastor Edu coming away with the Word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and His mercies endureth forever. He has planted our feet on a solid ground, and the darts and the plans of the devil will never materialize in our lives. Hallelujah. If you have a Bible, turn with me to the book of the Gospel according to Mark, chapter number 13, verse number 37. Mark 13, verse 37. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. And what I say unto you, I say to you all, watch. Hallelujah. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Hallelujah. Mark 13, verse number 37. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This was a discussion Jesus had with his disciples in relation to when and the hour his father will come. A very serious discussion. And Christ told the disciples when and the hour the father will come. Christ made it clear, he was emphatic in his discussion, that the hour and the day no one knows except the Father. Hallelujah. The angels don't know, the Son of Man don't even know except the Father. But what a disciple should do in anticipation is to watch and pray. He told them to take heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. In Mark chapter 13, verse number 33 from the King James. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ told the disciples, for the hour and the time and the day, no one knows. But what we should do as disciples, as Christians, is to watch and pray. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. And you can find this account in Mark chapter 13, verse number 33. Hallelujah. Now let me try and define the word watch. From the Greek, it is gregario. Gregario, meaning to keep weak, to be sleepless. In fact, it occurs 14 times in the New Testament version of the King James Version. Hallelujah. It occurs 14 times in the New Testament in the King James Version. Hallelujah. Watch from the Greek is gregario. Gregario, meaning to keep weak, to be sleepless. Hallelujah. Jesus is commanding us to watch. In fact, watch from the text. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch, happen to be a command. Jesus is commanding us to watch. And in fact, it requires strict attention and obedience by all. You should watch. And it requires strict attention and obedience by all of us. And my question is, are you obeying Jesus' command to watch? Do you know what Jesus is commanding us to do? Are we watching? Are we watching as Christians? Because it's a command. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Are you watching? That's a question for you this morning. The question is that, do you know what Jesus is commanding us to do? So are you watching? Hallelujah. The next step is that, why watch? Why should we watch at all? Why watch? We are supposed to watch because we don't know the hour and the time of the coming of the Father. You don't know the hour and the time of the coming of the Father. What we must do as Christians is to watch. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 42 to 44. But know this, if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allow his house to be broken into. If the master, the owner of the house, knows when the thief will come, he would have watched and not allow his house to be broken into. We need, because we don't know the time and the hour, what we can do is to watch. We need to watch as Christians, because we don't know the time and hour the Father will come. Another reason why we should watch is there's a blessing in watching. There is a blessing in watching. In Luke chapter 12, verse number 38. To 40, let's consider it. Look at that 12, verse number 38 to 40. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall greet himself and make them to sit down to meat, and all will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief will come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. But ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Hallelujah. There's a blessing in watching. There is a blessing in watching. That's why you have to wait, or you have to watch. There is a blessing. Hallelujah. There's a blessing in it. The third reason why we should watch is take heed and pray. In fact, this is an opportunity for us to pray unto the Father. In Mark 30, verse number 33. Mark 13, 33. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. Mark 13, 33. Take heed and pray. This is an opportunity for us to pray unto the Father. That's the reason why we should watch. Hallelujah. The fourth reason why you should watch is it's a command. It's a sign of authority. It is a command and it's a sign of authority. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a journey who left his house and gave authority to his servant and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 13, verse 34. For the Son of Man, as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. So it's a command, it's a sign of authority for us to watch. Hallelujah. The fifth reason why we should watch is not to sleep. Sleep not. We should not sleep. We must keep awake, for we don't know when the master will come. To find us asleep will be very disastrous. Let's come and suddenly he find us sleeping. Hallelujah. In Mark 13, verse 36. Mark 13, 36. It says that we should not sleep, we must keep awake, for we don't know when the master will come to find us asleep. He's coming suddenly, he finds us sleeping. Hallelujah. We shouldn't sleep. We should watch. It's a commandment in Mark chapter 10, verse 37. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. And the reasons why we should watch, we've gone through them. One, we don't know when the hour and time the Father will come. Two, there's a blessing in watching. And three, we should take heed and pray. use the opportunity to pray to the Father. And four, the reason why we should watch is a command, a sign of authority. And the fifth reason why we should watch is sleep not. We should not sleep. It's coming suddenly, he finds us sleeping. Hallelujah. The hour and time for the Father to come is unknown to us, and this has warranted us to watch. When the time was approaching for Jesus to be crucified, he took three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, with him. He left them to the mountain to pray, and on three consecutive times, or in three instances, he came back, found the disciples asleep. Are you sleeping? Keep awake. Be awake. Keep watch. Because you don't know when the Father will come. May we not be found asleep in our Christian endeavors. Keep awake. For we don't know the hour and time the Father will come. Let's go back to our foundation text. Mark chapter 13 verse number 37. In the King James. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. May God help us and bless us, and give the spirit of wake keeping, and wait upon him until the return of the Father. This is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning with the word of God. Amen.